I wanted to, because this is new, I wanted to speak some affirmations over this project. 29 and is something that I know and that I hope to be a part of the fabric of the community that I'm building, that I'm contributing to building. And it is important for me to include anyone who is listening to this in the affirmations that I'd like to speak over it. For me, it's a tool of accountability. But I also hope that it's a tool of inspiration for whoever is listening to speak positive affirmations over their shit. Because who knows what the power of affirmation can do over your shit? Well, actually, speaking from experience, I do know. Affirmations, positive affirmations, had been a concept introduced to me via therapy initially. Those initial therapists were white women, and practically speaking, I didn't yet know how to take the tools that I was given in therapy and apply them in practice. But I've actually been listening to a podcast called Tea with Queen and Jay. They've been in the game for a very long time. I think I've been listening for at least 3 years. And for at least the past year, they have incorporated positive affirmations into their show. And them speaking positive affirmations over their show normalized me hearing affirmations so much that I wrote mine. I wrote mine and I posted them by my mirrors. Any mirror I had, I posted an affirmation. And at first, it was so weird to chant these things that, you know, I was thinking in my head. It was so strange to say these things out loud at first. It was just like, duh, obviously you are these things. Obviously you want these things. But what I understood through the process of affirmations or establishing positive affirmations for myself and actually speaking them over my life on a consistent basis, the power is that you realize that perhaps some of those things that you were saying in your affirmations you didn't actually believe. And that is where unpacking happens. And that is the magic of affirmations. Because affirmations only work if you believe them. So if you start by writing down your affirmations, and then you continue by saying your affirmations, and you're finding it so difficult to get up and say these nice things about yourself, that's a block to identify. And it could be for whatever reason. But the introduction of positive affirmation kind of draws attention to your actual intention. It draws attention to your intention. It's like, hey, you say you're a bad bitch, but every time you look in the mirror, you've got something to complain about. How do we reconcile? How do we reconcile these two? Because you're telling yourself, I'm a bad bitch. And then you're telling yourself, you're not. We got to reconcile. One of these thoughts can't exist if the other does. Positive affirmations. It will help you. It will help us. Hopefully, I hope that however we adopt positive affirmations into our lives can improve our outlook, our perspectives, and ultimately our ability to access the abundance that we deserve. And so shout out to therapy for giving me the tools. Shout out for Tea with Queen and Jay for giving me practical examples. And shout out to me for not giving up when I wanted to, because I did want to. And I did. But I had to restart a few times. And now I'm at a point where if a day goes by without me speaking positive affirmations over my life, I know it's a bad day. And I have to sift through that day to figure out what was going on that you couldn't even take the time to remind yourself of where you're going, where you're headed, and who you are. So, again, I wanted to thank you for allowing me to share the positive affirmations that I want to speak over 29, and thank you for holding the space. I affirm that 29 and is already exactly what it's meant to be. I affirm and manifest that this tool will be used for collective good, collective growth, collective healing, collective love. I affirm, I manifest that this is a contribution to a contribution to us preserving our culture. I manifest that the lives that are touched by this grow and find their abundance. I manifest that 29 and grows beyond me, beyond this single voice, that it becomes a collective of folks coming together to make sure that messages are being heard and a network is being built, that people are being supported. I affirm and I manifest that this is a safe space for us, that no one can come in here, no one can come in here and fuck up our shit, no matter how hard they try, because our spirits are strong. I manifest and affirm that any energy that is thrown in our direction, in my direction, in the direction of 29 and is reflected tenfold. I'm gonna let you sit with that. I manifest that anyone who is listening to this finds a little bit more peace in their everyday lives, a little bit more freedom in their everyday lives. I manifest that this is but only the tip of the iceberg of the wondrous nature of the Black community, and that I hope that me stepping forward into admittedly a vulnerable space for me encourages more people to do the same. I affirm and manifest that patriarchy, capitalism, white supremacy, racism, ableism, transphobia, homophobia, queerphobia, xenophobia, all of that shit is rebuked. Get that garbage out of here. All of the isms and the phobias. I manifest that this is a space for growth and for learning, and that folks aren't afraid to speak up, particularly if I am in need of correction or redirection. I manifest that 29 and will lend to further accurate depiction and reflection of Black culture in Toronto, the GTA, Canada. I affirm and manifest that this platform is used as a jumping point or an inspiration point for so many more of us to win and to be successful. I affirm and I manifest that this space will always be filled with love and will always be for us. So if you've gotten to this point, thank you for allowing me to share these affirmations with you. Because I do firmly believe that there is a lane here that I have snuggled into that allows me to feel comfortable to use my voice and say what I need to say in a way that maybe makes sense to those who are looking for this type of message, because I haven't really been seeing this for us here. May we all continue to be inspired. May we all continue to speak positive affirmations and manifestations over our shit. May we start now if we haven't before. May we continue if we've stopped. Again, as always, thank you for listening. I love you.